Are you kidding me?
Happy Monday. It is here. And we are so excited to be here.
So excited.
I actually went to bed at a decent hour, so I really am excited.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you go to bed?
My app will tell me.
Okay.
I don't remember. Remember when we were talking last night and it was like, hey, it's daylight savings. You should try and go to bed early because you're going to be exhausted in the morning.
Yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
Midnight.
Oh, good.
I turned off my phone at midnight.
Oh, wow. I didn't.
Dang. You got to bed at like 11:30.
Yeah. That's when 10:18.
That's when you actually fell asleep.
Yeah.
Like you were out at that time.
Oh, wow. Well, I thought I went to bed early.
I posted on Facebook 6 hours ago, so... Like, that's how annoyed I was that I couldn't fall asleep.
The best part is Thebes called you a pansy, because that dude gets up way earlier than us.
I know, but I'm pretty sure that's
already
his...
Up.
I think that's his facial hair speaking.
What about... Wait, what?
That's his facial hair. He's just... He's overconfident because of it.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yesterday, I... which, by the way, my wife posted a photo of me yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The jacket was brown. Was brown. It looked like purple.
It looked red.
Yeah. No, it was brown.
Maybe like it was nice, the filter
dark,
she used.
Yeah, it had to be. Like a nice dark... there's no brown in here.
She posted a few photos
of
you.
I say this because I looked like Ron Burgundy in this photo that she put on Instagram, and a lot of people commented on it.
Yeah. Ron Burgundy.
It's ridiculous.
It was funny when I saw that.
Anyways.
But yeah, I saw the pictures of you, and then, what's his face? Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Yeah.
He posted something about how to kill your mustache, and I found out all it takes is to not name it and not give it any respect.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ah, I can kill this.
I don't think you can. I think it's here.
Okay.
This morning, I got up, and I woke up
really
early.
You don't have an upper lip anymore.
I woke up really early, and, I think I was worried about being late this morning, so I was like, I gotta get up right now! So, I jumped out of bed and then got here like half an hour before I needed to be here. So I was like, oh, I forgot to put my mustache wax on. I don't need it today. Yes, I do. Had to. It's a way of life, Mitch.
Wow. Yeah. So is that the secret? You gotta get to work and then put wax on?
No, you're supposed to like jump out of the shower and comb it and do it right then and there.
Because last week you were late like every day because of it.
I don't know what you're talking about. So anyways.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy spring break, all you people who aren't listening because you're asleep.
Yes.
But coming up at 7:30, we've got Mad Lib Monday.
Yes.
So we're going to need some phone calls on that.
Please call.
Cover to cover today, we'll give you a few records that you can vote on at our Facebook page as well. Thinking Saren should be one of them.
That's what I think. I said that yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know what else should be up there. I'll think of a couple to vote on.
Saren.
Or Saren.
You know what else would be a really good cover to cover?
Huh?
Saren.
Yeah. It's a good record, dude.
I think
so anyways. We'll figure that out. We'll get that posted to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming up here in just a few, Mon Newsday.
That's right.
So you should probably get on that.
I will.
All right. Right now, though, we got the latest from Carol Hood. Yeah. The song's called Violence from their Violence EP, which we got for free online.
Ooh.
You can find out more details there by Googling it or something. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Take a breath.
Brett Detter, Devil's Gotta Earn, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good
it is
morning.
Exactly 6:30.
What?
Which means time for...
My Newsday.
It's a nice, like, hold it. Is she going to say it? Or is she just going to keep holding her breath?
I had to find the page. Breaking news. A kindergarten teacher in Norway brought in a sample of her own blood.
What?
Put it on a plate and let the kids touch it.
Gross.
When they asked her how to remove it, she put her finger in her mouth and the children followed suit.
Oh, no!
She has been fired. Thank you, Norway.
Wow. That's gross.
Gross.
Blood?
Not funny.
Oh.
It's not funny.
It's not.
That's
a teacher?
Yeah, in Norway. To her kids, her students, her little, like, obviously they were young because when they asked how to remove it, she made them eat it.
Gross, dude.
Kindergarten.
That's nothing compared to this terrible, like, Norway movie I saw that was called Troll Hunter. And
oh
it was
God.
All about, like, trolls and, like,
hunting.
Trolls were real and they ate Christians
oh,
for
gosh.
Some reason because they hated Christians. I'm not joking. It was the worst.
Didn't you watch this movie in Tennessee?
Yeah. And so then they're like, the big giant troll, you know, they're like hunting him. And it's like, oh, we got to get him away from the others. So like the main troll hunter guy starts blasting this like, it's not Amazing Grace. It was like this old hymn and the troll's like, ah, angry, you're playing old hymns. And I couldn't tell if it was because they were playing old hymns or because it was like in Norwegian.
Oh my gosh.
Or whatever language they were. You sounded like the Swedish chef, like all of them, you know? So
yeah.
It was like hard to be scared and take the movie seriously because it was like, snorting, Dorton, Doffin, Dorton. And you're like, wow, this is hilarious. Oh, that guy's getting eaten. He's snorting, Dorfin. Oh, snorting, Dorfin, Dorfin.
Oh my God.
It was great. Really awful. It was
yeah.
the worst.
Well, it's kind of like one of those movies that you really have to see, but you totally
no,
cannot.
You
do,
yeah. We didn't even finish
to.
It.
No way.
It was when I was out in Nashville.
Right.
With Steven.
Yeah, uprising.
For Uprising. And we were just, hey, let's watch something dumb. And we picked that out of, you know, Netflix or something like that.
I started doing that yesterday with a movie that I'm not even going to say on air because I was like, oh, I don't want to finish this movie.
You didn't finish a movie last night? You don't have to say
it. I'm not going to say it,
You
no.
started watching a movie?
I started watching a movie and then I didn't finish it because I was like, maybe this is like a whole, I have to be in the mood to watch this. It was in the early 90s.
You don't have to tell me.
Ewan McGregor.
Are you trying to make me guess?
Yes. I feel like you know. I watched it because they mention it in Scott Pilgrim.
You didn't finish it?
No, I couldn't. I was also really, really tired by the end of it.
Moving on. Moving on.
I'm halfway through it. Hold on. I'm not there yet.
It's breaking news time.
Okay, ready?
You don't get to talk about train spotting
during
breaking
news. Oh, my
gosh.
Breaking news. A British man said he discovered something odd inside a pair of slippers he recently bought. Jonathan Gregory said he had been wearing the slippers for a month when he made the discovery. He said he noticed something rubbing against his foot in one of the slippers and initially thought it was a piece of plastic. But then he saw that it was a beak attached to a bird's head.
I thought it was a toe, and that's even grosser. That's even grosser.
Gregory cut through the lining of the slipper and found the rest of the bird. Gregory said, the worst thing was that I was in the middle of making my tea when I found it. It put me off my pork chops. I was so disgusted.
Wow. What do you do?
Can you imagine?
No,
you've been
I'm trying
walking
not
on a
to.
Dead bird for the past few months.
Oh. Wow. Where did he buy those?
Doesn't say.
Oh, do they have the Walmarts over in the UK? Because I'm assuming that was the UK, right?
British man.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea, but that's gross.
Yeah, slightly.
So sad. Hold on, I'm not ready. Hold on. Oh, no.
So you just couldn't finish it? It's a really gnarly movie.
I was only like 40 minutes through
mm-hmm.
when I just fell asleep.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
then I woke up and I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty difficult movie to,
yeah,
like,
I
didn't
gnarly.
Expect it.
Hey, you'd never seen it?
No, I've never heard of it. I didn't expect it. Yeah. Scott Pilgrim, thank you. And then I saw it on Netflix and I was like, oh, no way. And I started watching it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Ewan McGregor. Why is he so scary right here?
Did you see the story this weekend about the dude that loved Netflix so mucho?
I'm not there yet.
Okay. But you have that?
Yeah.
That's on the list?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Can we do that one?
That's the one I have starred.
Ah.
Breaking news. Thanks to endless reruns of TV shows and movies and some fresh stuff like House of Cards and the upcoming new season of Arrested Development, Netflix has never been so popular. The streaming media company is loved by some so much that the only way to show absolute gratitude is with permanent ink.
Gosh.
An Indiana man got a Netflix tattoo on his torso, and after posting it to Twitter, company representatives saw it and gave him a free year subscription.
That's so dumb.
That's only like $100.
Yeah.
Or $120. If you're paying $10,
it's $180. If you're, I was thinking 15 in my brain. It's only like $8, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he probably got like DVDs and whatnot too.
Yeah, this guy obviously is a fan. That's ridiculous.
I know.
And I wanted to make fun of him until I remembered that I have a Darth Vader tattoo.
Oh yeah, see, so, you can't do that.
Not allowed to. Man.
Yeah.
Netflix tattoo. Are you kidding me? Did you see the tattoo?
No.
It's so ghetto. It's got like little
like gangster
writing. It's got like leaves around it, and it's all
what?
Like block letters. You can, it doesn't even look. It's not the Netflix logo. It's it just
Why
says
would they
Netflix.
Do that?
I don't know. It's pretty bad.
That's really
stupid. You got a free year of Netflix.
For that tattoo. But that's
Which
like a lifetime.
Dumb. The guy's got a tattoo. I'm pretty sure he was probably going to pay for another year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Right?
Unbelievable.
This isn't breaking news, but breaking news. Justin Timberlake was inducted into Saturday Night Live's exclusive Five Timers Club by Tom Hanks, Alec Baldwin, and Steve Martin as he hosted the sketch show.
And Chevy Chase.
Okay, they,
and
was
Candace
on the,
Bergman.
Okay, it was amazing.
And Paul Simon.
Did you freak out when
Dan
the three
Aykroyd
amigos showed
there?
Up together?
Yes, that was pretty incredible.
Okay, I was just sitting there, and both Kelly and I were just like, oh, it's the three amigos. It's the three amigos! And we just kind of freaked out, and I felt like
incredible.
A little girl. I felt like,
incredible.
Oh, gosh, it was
Martin
so
Short, Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, all that. They even wore the outfit, too. Yeah.
Was it Steve Martin that messed up at the end? He messed up at the end, but that's okay.
I wasn't even paying attention. Justin Timberlake.
So good. Oh, my gosh. Justin.
Oh, Tom Hanks. Did you say Tom Hanks?
No.
Yeah, Tom Hanks was there.
There's only three people. Oh, wait. Yeah, I did say Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. That's unreal.
That
How many people showed up for
episode
that?
Was the best I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Actually, that's just the best I've seen. He was so good.
It was good.
Justin with his suit and tie.
Oh, and Andy Samberg showed up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm like, dude, he was in a few skits.
Yeah, I forgot.
Because he's not a cast member.
No. But I'm surprised they didn't, never mind. They didn't do the one, Barry Gibbs.
Oh, yeah. That's because Jimmy Fallon wasn't there.
Oh,
hi.
That's right.
Hi, hello.
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 Dude, that Saturday Night Live rocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring it on down the radio.
One for the ages.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
I think JT on that, I think he's probably one of the best guests.
I just
ever.
Like to say that I like JT before everyone else.
Oh, snap. Did you just hipster this bad boy?
Yes, because...
You win, though, because you were a little girl when NSYNC came out, so you're right.
I love Justin. I've loved him with his bleached hair.
You go ahead and claim
when
this.
When he was 16, I was all about
Nobody
Justin.
Nobody thinks this is cool.
When you were 16, how old were you?
When he was, he's like 30. I was like 8 or 9.
You're depressing people. Depressing people with
Whatever.
Your 8-year-oldness.
I love Justin.
Yeah, good job, you. So, yeah, was that all your breaking news?
Yeah, that was it.
Got
that was it.
That was good.
I ended it with Justin because he's the best.
Wow.
Forever.
Did you mention Alec Baldwin?
No.
He was one of the five timers. There were literally like. So many people, except John Goodman wasn't there.
Yeah, they had to put him on a portrait on the wall. I wonder why. Maybe he's filming something?
Maybe. Hello? Hi. Hi, you've reached us. Hello?
Oh, gosh.
Weird. We answered the phone, that's what happened.
Aliens.
All right.
Just kidding.
Static.
Good morning, guys.
Morning,
Good
Calendar.
Morning.
I have one thing to say to you, Mitch.
Uh-oh.
Too late to apologize.
What?
That's one of the
That's One Republic.
I love that. Yeah, but Justin's in it.
No, he's not.
He's
That's Timbaland, which is different.
That's totally different.
Timbaland is a different guy. He produces music.
Why are we having this conversation?
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay, so listen, here's why I'm calling. I had quite the weekend. I need a little advice. Oh, snap. Okay, so I'm sitting in my house Friday night. And I hear this noise in my backyard, and this...
Raccoon.
It's a teenager. And she's stuck in my backyard.
What?
Okay, I don't know why.
Okay, but listen. And she can't get out of my backyard, and she's hiding in my doghouse. I have a doghouse. Because the neighbors next door left, and they gave me the doghouse, because I'm going to get a dog eventually. And so, anyway, this teenager's pregnant. Well,
is
she's
this
a cat.
Real life?
Yeah, she's a cat.
Oh, it's a cat.
It's not a teenager.
Oh, it's a cat.
Right. She's a teenager cat.
This makes way more sense now.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to see how far I could take that with you guys. Okay, so...
So you found a cat and you...
So she's a teenager cat. She shows up. She's hiding in the doghouse. She's meowing. It's crazy. It's been cold. She's freezing. So I don't know what to do. It's the weekend. So I take her in, but I don't take her in the house because maybe she's riddled with, you know, kitty parvo, if that's even possible, or leukemia or whatever. She could have bed bugs or fleas or I don't even know what. But she was just so sweet. And so... I hit up the neighbor who has like 1,000 cats and, just said, hey, I need, you know, food. I don't know what to do with this thing. You know, I had a little bit of meatloaf left and I liked that, but she pretty much laughed at me because, I mean, she's pregnant, dude. She wanted more food. So the neighbor shows up like wicked late with food and everything. And then yesterday was a warm day. And so I started. And then they emailed back and said, well, we're not who you thought we were. Here's the link. Actually had to end up going to the store and getting cat food. Good thing is that I got this way hipster-like patio in my house. So in my backyard,
Good job.
And we did that for sure.
Yeah, for real.
What is that?
We're clapping.
Patio.
This is the best story I've ever heard.
So I got her on the patio. Yeah, I got her on the patio. Mm-hmm. And I read, like, way hipster, like, couch and a rug. And then so I got her a blanket and mm-hmm. some water and some food. So what do I do? Oh, but she's ready to pop, like, any second. So I felt she's got at least 2 or 3 in there. I don't know beyond that. But she's a teenager. I mean, literally, she barely looks like she's still a kitten herself, literally. So I'm just like, ugh. And then she cries if I don't stay with her. But, dude, I almost brought her in. She almost had my heart because she is so cute, and it was so cold out there this weekend. And, I was just wondering if anybody knew, like, maybe somebody has an idea of what I can do today when, you know, places open up, like, where I can call. Because I can't keep her for real. Because I want to get a dog, and I need an animal who will protect me and be my companion. And she only has one of those characteristics.
Did you take a breath that whole time? Let's be honest.
I did now.
Okay. Just make it sure.
But I just love you guys. I said, they'll know what to do.
Just take her to the animal shelter.
That's the first thing I thought of, the Animal Humane Society.
They will take care of her.
If you saw the receipt, you could try Petco.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, huh? That's true. But I don't want. I want to make sure she goes to a no kill organization.
Okay, then right. You have to dish out a few dollars and take her to the Animal Humane Society on Central ish area.
Okay, and they are no kill.
I mean, it's on like West Virginia. I think that's the street.
It's in West Virginia.
In West Virginia, you have to go all the way there. But you know what? It's worth it.
It's worth it. Save
really?
This cat's life.
I think that's the okay. road. Just do that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought the Humane Society. They don't kill.
No.
Okay, and what is it? Let me write this down.
I think it's on, like, Virginia Street. I don't know. You have to look it up on Google.
Okay.
Like, 615 yeah. Virginia or something like that.
Okay, because I was...
How do you know this?
I may have had to take an animal there.
Okay, I've dealt with... wow. I've dealt with, what do you call it, Animal Friends in New Mexico, and they're amazing, but I can't get a hold... I can't find their phone number anywhere. So, anyways... Anyways, okay, well, I just, yeah, pray for me because, oh, my gosh, I really had to have the strength not to let her in my house.
Right.
And I did good, but she was so sweet, and she's so friendly and sweet. I've called her Tigress because she's this little calico, and she's just really sweet. So let's pray that she doesn't pop her kittens until I can get her somewhere. Because I just don't want to deal with that right now.
You're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the part when they eat the afterbirth. Yeah, I just can't do it. I just have by myself. It's like, I can't. No, it's gross. All right, you guys, can I get a song this morning?
Oh, man, really? You just talked for longer than, like, 3 songs. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear this morning?
Can we do Finn by Amberlynn?
Maybe.
All right.
We'll see what we can do.
It's Dally a really day. Long song.
Static!
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Was that an SNL skit?
That was real life, buddy.
No, for real, dude. Was that set up, bro?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it set up?
No.
No.
That was real life, bro. Real life.
M-G-J-K-L-O-L.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest. Okay, I love her, whoever she is, but the address is 5150 El Suno Road.
Good job, you.
Later.
All right, pull boy from Cruises.
I don't want to know where you just sent her.
Static!
That was the weirdest call.
Ever?
Oh, no. Just like, wow. Like, wow. You know? Like, oh. That was so hard, too, to listen to. I was just sitting there waiting, like, oh, come on, man. Let's play a song.
Sometimes we like to stretch our listeners.
Yeah.
Stretch your minds.
I just got a workout. I was stretched, too, man. That was yoga for the ears, man. That was crazy. That was awful.
Yoga for the ears. I love it.
It's okay. We're getting all these phone calls now. We better be getting them for Mad Lib Monday coming up.
I know, right?
Oh, I'm so pumped. Please,
yes.
Let's do it. I've been writing down crazy words and stuff you guys can use.
I love it. All right.
I love you guys. Have a good day.
Love you too, bro. Static.
Hey, what up?
Good morning.
Good morning. So, tying everything in here together, stretching your listeners' ears and Justin Bieber and all this other crazy madness. No cats. We'll leave those alone. So, back when you guys had your first, what was the event called? Like your Indy 500, but it was for the donation.
Yeah.
I remember when I was painting my house when that was happening. And so, I was listening and then I walked away to get some more supplies. And when I walked back out, I hear a Justin Bieber song playing. I thought, oh my goodness, did my radio break?
I thought for sure.
The wrong channel had been switched, taken over you guys. I thought for sure. I'm sitting here just like wide-eyed listening to the song.
Sadly,
and then you guys
came
in and started talking. I was like, oh, thank God.
We played a Justin Bieber song.
I know.
We played Boyfriend.
I know. And you went crazy.
I did.
Yeah. That won't happen this time, I promise.
You
coming
don't know
up in
that.
May.
You don't know
coming
that.
Coming up in May. Got
thank
our next
you.
Fundraiser, I promise. No beeves.
You, sir, are a genius savior. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
You just call
have
you
a good
savior?
Day.
All right. I think he said a genius saver.
Saver.
I don't know.
You see,
saver.
No, you save geniuses.
I do.
Yes, it's,
I really
you
do.
You know what? Am I skipping out on birthdays? Because this has been the weirdest past 10 minutes of my life.
Oh, I was gonna take a break.
No, that's good. That's good. You can totally do that.
Brain hurts.
Is it okay?
All right, cool. We're gonna take a quick break. Coming back, we got birthdays. We also have Mad Lib Monday right around the corner. And all that fun stuff. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Future Forestry. Come alive! Static Radio. Good morning. It
Good
is
morning.
7:30 on your Monday, which means...
It is... It's
just another Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, oh. I found a great one.
I don't.
The title of this one is
How to
Go to Sleep.
That's so appropriate. Okay, we are super behind on life today, except for Mad Lib Monday. That's on time.
That's
but
on time.
I haven't even finished my coffee yet.
Yeah, we haven't even done traffic, and these poor people who actually aren't at home for spring break, who are actually driving on the roads, need some help. Let's help.
There's crazy construction on Osuna and Jefferson, as well as uncertain I-40 down to one lane over there. There was an accident. It might be in the cleanup stages now, or maybe it's just completely gone. East to I-40 and the Big I, where they meet.
Ah, yes.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Forge 4001. Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. My number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And as we said, it is Mad Lib Monday, so...
Give us a call.
It is time. I'm excited. We got a good one. How to go to sleep. That's the idea. However, Dominic had a pretty great idea on Facebook.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
He says, take that woman's cat story and remove some keywords and have callers replace them to see if that story can get better or more boring.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Pretty much the craziest story of all time. We had Callie Deb call in this morning with her cat conundrum. If you miss it, you're going to have to check out the podcast later today.
I think you just created a new segment.
What? The cat conundrum? We're not doing a cat conundrum
segment. You call in with your cat stories and
no.
We'll call it the cat conundrum. It's like the Delilah dilemma.
We'll call it the cat conundrum.
It's like the Delilah conundrum. We don't care.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Or your cats or nuns.
Conundrum.
Catnundrum.
Catnundrum.
Catnuns.
You see what I did there?
Catnuns.
Right, there you go.
Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We need help with Mad Lib Monday this morning. It is time, so get your dialing fingers ready. We had a ton of calls this morning during Callie Deb's crazy cat story, so we better get some calls right now for Mad Lib Monday. I realize it's spring break, and we had actually talked about not doing one for spring break.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But we must.
We must.
But we got to get phone calls. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Are you going to your crazy website?
Yeah, you know what? We just have so many adjectives all the time that it's the first thing that pops up now.
That's sad.
Because I type it in. Then I go to momswhothink.com.
There you go. I need an adjective.
You need an adjective?
I need a crazy adjective.
I know people are just not calling, and they have words. Call now. 505-338-3700. How about nutritious?
Nutritious?
No, I don't want that word. That's not a good word. Exuberant.
Why are you making me work this morning? Exuberant?
Do you want me to try it? E-X-U-B-E-R-A-N-T. Exuberant.
That's what I was going to do. Oh, sweet. I need another adjective. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or facebook.com/mystaticradio if you would like to chime in. Be a part of our Mad Lib for Mad Lib Monday. Come on,
people.
What
the heck is going on? Did everyone just... Is everyone going to the bathroom or something?
You know, it's spring break, right?
Yeah.
Everybody called in this morning for
and now they're back asleep.
For the cat lady story, and now nobody's calling in. Static.
Hi, what do you guys need?
I need an adjective.
All right, how about interruptive?
Interruptive? That's good. Dude, your cat story has been like...
It blew up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It went viral, huh?
It did.
Okay.
And I was feeling viral during that whole story.
Okay.
So.
Feeling viral.
Hey, if somebody wants to adopt it.
There you go.
And four others.
All right.
Right?
Thanks, hey, guys. All right. Static.
Hey, what do you guys need?
Oh, I hate to ask. I need a type of liquid.
Get creative.
Liquid? Pudding.
Pudding.
Oh, is that a liquid?
Could that be a liquid?
I don't know.
It's kind of solid. Well, no, I don't think.
It's not a liquid. I mean, I used to, when I was a kid, I'd get those little snack cup things, and I would like suck out the pudding because I never had a spoon at school. So it's kind of a liquid.
I've never done that.
You've never sucked out pudding from the cup?
No, I'm a girl.
WD-40 then.
WD-40.
Okay.
All right, man. You know, that stuff's, like, very flammable.
Yes.
Static!
Hey, what's the word?
I need an adjective.
Let's see, how about, blue?
Blue!
Blue.
Blue works.
Glue, like...
Glue?
No, blue.
Blue, okay.
That's what I said. Why are you throwing me off,
sorry,
Mitch?
I'm just trying to make sure that
you
we
for
have the
call.
Word right. I'm sorry.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. I realize it's feels like 6:30.
Hissing.
I'm sorry. Hissing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm just like super... I need an adverb.
Ooh.
That's always fun. That always like throws people
everyone off. Oh, I had an adjective ready.
You should Google what adverb means so that we know. So that we can tell people.
Isn't it a word that ends in L-Y?
That's basically
a
it.
A verb that ends in L-Y?
Static!
Hello.
I need an adverb.
Darn it. I was hoping it'd be an adjective. So an adverb has to end in L-Y?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, I guess it doesn't have to, but they mostly do.
Okay, let me think
word
about
that changes or qualifies the meaning of a verb, adjective, other adverb. Never mind, this is too much.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's going to hurt my brain so
slowly,
early.
Slowly. She was walking
how
slowly.
About,
majestically.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'll try and think of my own, but if I can't, we'll have to go with that one. How about,
suddenly.
Uncoordinatedly?
Yes, that's a good one. I don't know if that's, I hope so. I hope that's an adverb, because we're going to use that.
Let's just say it is.
Man. All right, I need an adjective, and you had one in your mind, so what was your adjective?
Oh, trashy.
Trashy.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I need a plural noun.
Fungi.
No. I'm not talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
505.
That was off the top of my head.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, it's fungi.
Yeah,
it's
a thing.
Plural.
Yeah.
Okay. 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday.
Why did words gotta get crazy like that?
What? Oh, why do words gotta get crazy? Yeah. All right, I see what you're saying.
Like fungi. What else?
Meese.
Cacti.
Yeah.
Like
octopi.
Octopi. But you don't go like moose-eye or cat-eye.
I need an adjective. 505-338-3700.
Sorry.
You're making my brain hurt.
Oh, today is Brain Awareness Week.
Thank you. That's
I'm just doing my job right now.
People making people use their brain for Mad Lib Monday. Oh, 505-338-3700. I didn't catch it in time.
Yes, it's
my
brain,
bad.
It is Brain Awareness Week, and we are making you use it. Even though it's spring break, you got to keep those brain
keep those what
wheels turning.
Brain wheels turning.
Yes.
Wow. 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday. What was the name of this Mad Lib?
Something about sleep, right?
How to get to sleep or how to go to sleep or... I could not sleep last night. It was the worst.
Okay. I was the one on our Facebook at midnight.
Yeah, I know.
Posting
sorry.
Stuff.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Also, do not forget, speaking of Facebook, Cover to Cover coming up at 9. We got a couple records for you. Brand new record from Saren, new band we're playing. Also, a brand new record from Leagues, You Belong Here, another new band we're playing. So we thought we would... let you guys vote, see which one you want. Speaking of voting, coming up the 22nd, Friday the 22nd.
March Morning Madness.
That's right, March Morning Madness. We're going to count down the top 16 songs of Static Radio. You get to vote, and we'll whittle it down to the final four. We're going to pick, well, you guys are going to pick.
Yeah.
The top song on Static Radio, all voting will be done through Facebook. And it's going down Friday, March 22nd for March Morning Madness.
I'm pretty excited about this because we have a lot of great music.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I feel kind of like uppity and...
I can't be biased about it, so I'm no votes.
Ugh.
We don't get to vote.
Okay.
In any way, shape, or form.
But it's Mad Lib Monday right now.
I know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday.
I'm worried about a few people who haven't called in because like they're the people who are like, I'm so stoked for Mad Lib Monday.
Like Ryan Woolley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know. 505-338-3700.
Give
That's
me,
the phone number.
Is it an adjective?
Yeah,
I'm about
I need
to
an
give
adjective.
You an adjective.
But hold on. Static!
Yeah, no one's calling, so...
And I need an adjective.
I need an adjective. Which one is that again?
That's the one that's described. It's a describing word. It's descriptive. Describes it.
Okay. Imperatively?
Close. It's an adverb.
Okay.
Like... A personality, I don't know.
Come on, Mitch.
It's like describing someone's personality almost.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
he's really
shiny. Sparkly. I read Twilight last night before bedtime.
Apparently.
Wow.
Dazzling.
What was the word you just said?
Let's go with bedazzling.
Bedazzling.
Bedazzling. Okay, thanks for the call.
I like how that was a pity call. No one's calling, so...
I need an adjective. 505-338-3700. Do you have one?
Flippant.
Flippant. Like the phone calls this morning.
I know. Y'all are so flippant.
505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday. Of course, it is spring break, and usually, you know, we get the kids calling in for
yeah.
spring break. Static!
Hey, what word do you need?
I need a plural noun.
A plural noun. Cotton tips. I mean, Q-tips.
Q-tips. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, look at this.
Static.
Hello. What do you need?
I need a noun.
Need a noun. Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Hey.
All right. That's good. Thanks. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I need a plural noun. Yep.
I already gave you a plural noun. I can't do it again.
No, it's okay. We'll get the people. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
That's right. It's not our Mad Lib.
Longest Mad Lib of all time.
It really is.
I realize it is the day after Daylight Savings.
Oh, it's 2 days after.
I realize it's 2 days after.
It feels like the day after because we're still suffering because, okay, yesterday was the first day, and we're like, wow, it really sucked waking up. It also really sucks going to sleep because it's super late, and the sun is still up.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man.
It was awful.
All of a sudden, it was like 7 p.m. We're like, oh, we should start cooking dinner.
Oh,
it seems like it's 3 o'clock. Why is it so light out? Static.
Yo.
Yo, I need a plural noun.
A plural noun.
Yep.
Wow, I'm gonna come up with something, like, pretty lame.
Okay. It's the first word that comes to your head. First word that comes to your head right now, go.
It's not a plural noun. I'm thinking bananas for some reason.
That's a plural noun.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thing.
There you go. Bananas.
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 Good deal.
Works.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Wow. Static.
What do you need?
I need a noun.
Noun?
Yep.
Dog.
Dog.
Oh, no. I'm not liking where this is going.
Why? It seems so plain. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Hysterical.
Hysterical?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Your next word.
I need an adjective. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, what do you guys need?
I need an adjective.
An adjective. Slimy.
Slimy. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, man. And last but not least.
Person in room?
I need a part of the body.
Oh, how about...
505-338...
We let them choose.
3700.
Can I choose? No.
No. Is mustache part of a body? Part of the body? The mustache?
I was going to say epidermis, but...
That's your skin, right?
Yes.
Static!
What do you need?
Part of the body.
Your face.
Your face!
Your face.
Your face.
Later.
Got really mean up in here.
I'm going to put it your face. Not just face. We'll see if that even works.
I feel bad for this last caller that's not on the phone right
now. It's okay. All right. Are we ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Mad Lib Monday. How to go to sleep. You know, being that last night was the first night we had to try and endure going to bed early because of daylight savings time. And it was awful because the sun was still up.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to all the people who called in with Mad Lib Monday. We're going to help you go to sleep. How to go to sleep.
How to go to sleep.
If you have trouble falling asleep, you probably have an exuberant mind.
Ah.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. You must learn to relax so you will have an interruptive mind instead. First, drink a cup of hot WD-40. Stretch out on a blue bed in a hissing position.
What?
Then breathe uncoordinatedly and think about something beautiful, such as trashy octopi. Do not think about your bedazzling enemies or entertain any other flippant thoughts. Concentrate on something restful, such as Q-tips, which will make your kiwi more relaxed. Or, count imaginary bananas jumping over a dog. Follow these hysterical rules and you'll fall into a slimy sleep the minute your face hits the pillow. There it is. All right. And that's how we do it.
Oh, that was good.
Mad Lib Monday. Whoa, whoa. That's a good one. That actually worked out
really
quite well.
Trashy's octopi.
Yeah. I'm going to bed now thinking of trashy octopi. So many things to say. So we're going to take a quick break.
And not say any of them.
Yeah, don't forget, coming up cover to cover at 9 o'clock, Leagues or Sarin.
Vote at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
All right, taking a quick break, right back with some Switchfoot, some Matthew Perryman Jones, and more of this here show. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. We are Voices, Static Radio. Good morning. Steve on Mitch hanging out with you. Hi, hey,
hi,
hi, hey.
Sorry.
How's it going?
I'm good, I just ran here.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
So we got to talk about something we haven't talked about this morning yet.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This music is way too happy right now. I don't want to talk about this.
The New Mexico Lobos this weekend took on Air Force in Colorado. Must have been the snow.
Lobos.
Yes.
I'm so... No.
You're a fair weather fan.
Okay.
They lose one game.
No, by one point. It's not them. It's you. It's Stever. It's you two. It's the Stevor.
What?
It's you two.
How's it
messed
us?
Everything up for me.
I don't understand.
I blame you guys. Okay.
Okay.
I may or may not have had a meltdown when I saw that they lost.
Yeah, you saw that they lost. You didn't watch the whole game.
I didn't watch
with
the game. No.
Wonderful children who were like, yes, no. What? No.
I feel so sick.
That three in the corner. We've got 3.4 seconds and we're losing by one. How do we inbound long? No. Did that really just end? Did we really just lose to Air Force by 1 point in a barn burner?
I wish I had my phone so I could read the email.
I've got it. So I received an email this weekend from my co-host. In fact, you sent this out not to just me, but Stevor.
Stever. I sent it to the Stevor.
Yeah.
To you and Steve Ryman. And I copied Celeste on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what I got this weekend. It says, first of all, it was a weekend.
Yes, it was a weekend.
It's a weekend. I'm away from work. And you, more specifically. And I get this email. I know this isn't news to you two, but I just wanted to say that I was appalled, shocked, horrified when I saw that the Lobos didn't win a game that you two told me they would for sure win. Like one of my favorite characters dying in a book. Sirius Black? I checked multiple places to make sure that they had really lost this game by 1 point. Is that even normal? And the worst part of all of this, my husband can't believe how upset I am over all this. I blame you two. I'm never getting invested in stupid sports ever, ever, ever again unless they win and there's absolutely no chance of them ever losing. And then you had a little
back to
apology,
work.
Apology, back to work type thing for Celeste.
Okay. I'm just saying that you guys set me up, like, made it seem like this is a gimme game. That's what you guys were calling it.
I didn't say it was a gimme game.
He did.
It wasn't a gimme
game. It was like, okay, we're for sure going to win this. It's the Air Force, whatever they are.
I was more quote-unquote confident than Stever. I was like, oh, dude, we got this. And he said, be careful.
What went wrong?
Be careful.
What went wrong?
Because I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're the one who saw the game.
I have my things to say, but I don't want to because I love Coach and he's a better coach than I am and still should be up for like Coach of the Year.
Oh, he's Stever, making me decisions.
You can chime in anytime now. So just stop yelling at me.
I'm mad at you as well, sir.
Okay. I kind of blame myself.
Okay.
At the beginning of the Mountain West season, Steve-O will tell you.
Yep.
Here my prediction was two losses to San Diego State.
Yep.
One loss to UNLV.
Yep.
And one other Mountain West loss.
And you didn't know who it was.
And to Wyoming or Colorado State or Air Force, who at the time going into Mountain West play was like strong.
Right.
So. I just had nightmares last night about three pointers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I heard that the game ended with.
Well, one, we were playing zone and we.
And I don't know if you're thinking this, Steve-O. I'm the same way. Coach is the best coach we've ever had.
Yes!
So how could we out-coach Coach?
Exactly.
When they were getting ready to throw in though, I was like, dude, throw it in. 3.5 seconds is plenty enough time to drive.
Drive
the lane, get a foul, and at least get to OT. And for anyone who's, I'm not going to even mention any names for. Anyone who's saying, oh, if he had just made blah, 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 blah.
Question.
Stop it.
Question. So they could have gotten a foul, but was this the honorable thing to do?
What's the honorable?
What do you mean?
They just shot like
honorable?
A.
Who are you?
Well, no, you drive the lane and you might even make the basket.
Our
and
phone
if you don't
lines
make
are jammed.
Okay, let's hear them.
Static.
Hey, Steve on Mitch.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Oh, you know. Can't complain, no name.
Right on. Hey, be careful with Mitch here. I think she's on the edge.
Yeah.
She's not invested in the team whatsoever.
Right.
And all the language I've heard her say about it was a sure thing and I was invested. I think she put big money on the game and she sounds like a junkie who just lost a sure horse in a race. So, you know, because obviously she doesn't care one way or the other. She just really hung up on this, it was a sure thing.
Yeah.
I know radio hosts make bank, and so she probably had a little thing on the side. So go easy, man. It's a tough time for her.
Nailed it all around.
It is.
There you go.
Totally.
No name. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the deal.
Really
we were
upset.
Playing zone, which means we weren't, like, manning up. We were playing zone. And so they'd go, pass, three. Pass, three. Pass. And we kept playing zone. And to be fair, our starters weren't, quote-unquote, starting. Because we're getting ready for tournament play, and coach is like, hey, we're going to get everybody a chance to play. So
oh.
we had Corey Alford out there, you know. So
is that his kid?
Yes.
Okay.
So he out there playing, you know. And he, there you go.
Okay.
Static. Or Seaver.
Hey.
Hey.
Here's the other thing I think.
Yeah.
We're going for that, you know, we're starting to get recognized.
Yeah.
We're going for more of that covert into the bracket.
There you go.
Now, if we went out through the tournament, if we win the tournament, still might have a chance of being a 2 seed, but we're probably going to be a 3 seed.
3 seed, yeah.
Going to Austin, looks like. Everyone's saying we're going to Austin, which means Lobo fans.
Road trip!
Can go on a road trip. And it's still not too late to go to the pit.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to talk about this.
What? Yeah, this Sunday, actually, Selection Sunday, it's when they when they go through and it's like, yeah, Selection Sunday, and they pick everything for March Madness for the tournament. For the selections, the pit, it's free. Get out there. And the team's always out there.
I think CBS is going to be there.
So is it going to be crazy?
CBS and, yeah. Last year there was, what, 8,000 fans?
8,000. They're going for 10,000 this year. I'm sure the static radio fans of the Lobos can help make that happen.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about this more as it draws nigh.
Well,
as it draws near.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to do that soon. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
If we decide to do a tailgate thing and show up with the van out there with the barbecue, we will let you know.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Because that sounds like a good idea.
That does sound like fun.
So, Selection Sunday, this Sunday. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. Speaking of March Madness, coming up March Morning Madness. It's going down March 22nd, that Friday. We're going to have it down to the Sweet 16 of the 16 greatest jams right now on Static Radio. You get to vote through Facebook. We'll whittle it down to the Final Four, and then come that Monday, we'll have a winner. We'll go through a winner. We'll get the best song on Static, at least according to you.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah?
I've already said this. I just think we play so much good music that I don't know how anyone's going to choose.
I have a guess as to who I think will be the number one band. But
really?
I almost don't want to say.
Okay.
I won't say. But I have a feeling. Hey, latest from Amberlynn. Song's called Self-Starter. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Fiction Family, Give Me Back My Girl. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve on Mitch hanging out with you. Hi.
Hi.
Happy Monday.
Hey, happy
Sorry Monday. You're so tired because it's, you know, daylight savings.
Whatever.
Getting back to work. How you feeling? JD's happy. Marvel is rocking 700 free comics.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Just like online?
Yeah, he posted a link for it. It's not like actual in your hand. It crashed my iPad yesterday.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They've been teasing this for some time now. Marvel, you know, they've been doing this new thing called Marvel Now, and there's this one poster that said number one, and it was talking about 700. And we didn't know
what it was,
and sure enough, over the weekend, they brought it out. 700 comic books, like number ones.
But apparently you need to have a computer.
That you can read for free. Yeah, it's at Marvel's website. But yeah, all free. Like the first issue of Spider-Man, the first issue, everything.
That's
like
cool.
Digital. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, it crashed my iPad.
So,
because I was trying to grab them all, of course, because I'm a nerd. So anyway, so that's a happy Monday there for JD. But if you would like to have a happy Monday, get your vote on right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for Cover to Cover. Looks like Leagues is just destroying it. They're going to be playing South by Southwest in Austin.
Oh, yes.
And hopefully in Austin, the Lobos as a 2 seed.
Oh, yes.
Not going to happen. We're going to be a 3 seed, but...
You don't know that.
Dude, okay, can we get back to something that you did for breaking news this morning in the 6 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
It's been a couple hours. A kindergarten teacher in Norway, for a class, I don't know, project, brought in a sample of her own blood.
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 Not funny.
Not funny. Blood.
Gross.
She poured it on a plate. She let the kids play with it. When the students asked her how to remove said blood from her finger, quote, she put her finger in her mouth, and the children followed suit.
Mmm, gross. Okay, so where do you want to go with this?
She lost her job over that one.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
Dude, that's insane.
The fact that she lost her job or what she did?
Oh, the fact that she lost her job, obviously. Course. I mean, she was just trying to teach them how to be vampires.
I just want you to specify. I know you've been reading a lot of Twilight lately, but...
Yeah, right. When you're a kid, let's be honest, when you cut your finger, what's the first thing you do?
Put it in your mouth.
You jam it in your mouth and you just suck on your finger.
Mm-hmm. Because it makes it feel better.
And it tastes like, I don't know...
Pennies.
Something.
Yeah. Money.
But that's your own blood!
And it's... Okay.
This is a teacher's blood. Okay, parents, imagine this.
505-338-3700.
Your kid comes home from school and is like, snorten, borten, daffen, dorten, because they're from Norway. Translation, hey, son, what did you do today? And the son's like, snorf, darfen, darfen, notch, darfen, darfen, darfen. And they're like, wait, what? Your teacher made you play with her blood and then to get it off of your skin, she just had you lick it? Yeah, yeah. Perfect timing, Scream. I don't even know what I would do if Luke or Jack came home and they were like, hey, dude, it was crazy today. My teacher, she brought in a sample of her blood and she let us play with her blood. And then it got on my hand and so I just licked it off.
Like, you definitely have a disease.
Your teacher
definitely...
was fired, but is that enough?
I don't feel like it is. I feel like that's like some felony or something.
I read a story recently where these women... gave birth relatively soon, and they in the hospital accidentally switched the babies for feeding time. And so one mother nursed another mama's baby. And now they had to do all these like HIV tests, all these crazy, like,
wow.
It was insane, so much so that the mom is suing the hospital because swapped. I mean, nightmare.
That makes me so nervous.
Because this baby ingested someone else's fluids, and now you've got this teacher who's like, hey, drink my blood.
Gross.
Yeah, 505-338-3700. Or not, we can just move on. I feel ill.
That makes me nervous. Yeah. Like, okay, well, the whole
one, this was
thing,
Norway.
One, it's Norway.
A little different. They make movies about trolls that eat Christians. I mean, it's called Troll Hunter.
But I feel
watch it.
I feel like they're humans, too, and so they should know better.
Right.
So, why is she doing that? Why?
I don't know.
Okay, she can't be the one and only. Maybe she's the one and only that got caught.
The one and only?
When people do stupid things,
really?
They don't usually get caught.
Show and tell, really?
Yeah.
Static. Hi, the kitty wanted to say hi. She woke up.
Oh, awesome.
She's meowing. Oh, my gosh. She's really hungry. But listen, I'm calling about the teacher.
Yeah.
Hi, honey. I think that's disgusting. What if she had AIDS or worse? And I think not only should she be fired, they should have sent her for psychiatric.
I have a question. My first question, which might be yours, what's worse than AIDS?
That wasn't my question, but... Oh,
okay. I don't know. Maybe...
Like, in your blood?
I have another question.
I don't know. Is there something worse?
Here's the question for you.
What?
We're talking about this teacher in Norway who had her students drink... not drink her own blood, but they licked it off of their fingertips because they were playing with blood. Her blood.
Right.
But you called in this morning and you're playing with this random freaky cat and you have no idea where it came from.
With gloves.
That doesn't mean anything.
Nah.
It's in the air. Did you not see Outbreak? That could be the Outbreak cat. You don't know.
Right? Oh, God, it's you guys, your now home. You're getting me all scared.
I'm just saying, has it scratched you yet?
No, of course not. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
And I checked her gums. She has no weird stuff. She doesn't have any fleas.
Yeah,
because when you check a cat, you can tell, like, the cat's real sick. You check their gums and their teeth.
This is all just gross to me.
I'll bring my cat in and show you.
Show and tell.
Show and tell.
No, there's a difference. I mean, if you know, then you know the difference.
Okay.
And so, I honestly checked her out really good, and I she has no fleas. She has no mange. She's, like, healthy. Her gums are healthy. Her teeth are good. But, yeah, if she had a disease, I'm freaked out. But I had gloves. I had, I had my scarf around my mouth, you know, because it was cold out there. So I'm not breathing her anything in. And she seemed fine. It's not like I'm letting her lick me or nothing like that. And all clothes, it was so cold out. I had so many clothes on. Good luck with whatever she had getting through all my layers or whatever. But no, I mean, I'm, you know, but thanks for scaring me now.
Yep.
Anyway, I just think that teacher, that's just pretty sick. And, I don't understand. Well, yeah, that's just gross.
Well, the orchestra's playing, so they're trying to boo you off stage, so gotta let you go.
Okay, bye.
That's how we do it. Decided from now on,
you know
the orchestra starts playing.
That was the best part of the Academy Awards. I'm talking now. It's okay if I'm talking.
Okay, sorry. Not trying to get you off stage.
But it's like that was the best whenever they were like, okay, you've except they were like biased, like Anne Hathaway could talk for seven hours and it was okay, but it's like you won best documentary. Or you won best, like, what, I don't know.
I've got a few. It's all John Williams, so from now on, John Williams, just play us out. Okay. You've talked long enough. Time for some ET theme song. Hey, if you would like to vote, Cover to Cover is just a few minutes away. Get your vote on now, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or don't if you're a fan of Leagues, because they're destroying Saren.
Yeah.
So, there it is.
Destroying.
So it's looking like Leagues probably going to be the one.
It's crazy because that wasn't my vote.
Take a quick break. Coming back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Your vote for Cover to Cover. It's next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.